Coming up on My Culture Story, we're joined by Mundanara Omara Bales, CEO of The Black Card, a cultural services business working with corporates and others to better understand how to engage with Aboriginal cultures. Mundanara joins us from Garma in Arnhem Land, and she shares her observations of attending Garma, some stories about the Black Card, and her current role as cultural apprentice to her elders. Join us for Mundanara Bales on My Culture Story.
Oi, 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 oi. Ngana pita, kule la podcast ko.
G'day, welcome. I'm Cato Muir and this is My Culture Story, a short podcast series devoted to sharing my culture with you, the listener. I'm a Ngalia man from the deserts of Western Australia, and in this podcast I share my insights into Ngalia language, Ngalia country, Ngalia arts, Ngalia history, and generally discuss culture and relationships between Aboriginal people and the wider community in Australia. Whala na, I hope you enjoy it, and we'll get on with the episode.
G'day, welcome back to My Culture Story. In this episode, we have a very special guest, the amazing Mundanara Omara Bales. So, Mara, please tell my culture mob a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you from?
No worries, Uncle. I guess first and foremost, I should be paying respects to the people's land that I'm on at the moment, which is the Gumatj people here in Northeast Arnhem Land.
Yeah.
And pay my respects to their elders past and present. And so thank you very much for having me on your show. I born and raised in Redfern, one of eight daughters. My mother's people were Wanneroo, Bundjalung people in New South Wales. And my father's people come from central Queensland, the Birriggubba people, the Wirree clan of the Birriggubba people, and also Gungaloo people from the Dawson River. So born and raised in Redfern, and I live in Brisbane, and I guess, I started a business with my grandmother's sister, Ani Lilla,
yeah,
a couple of years ago.
Well, tell us a little bit about your business.
So we set up a company called The Black Card, and I guess Black Card, we do education, training, mentoring, consulting. I guess we just work with organisations to develop their people, but based on our knowledge and our terms of reference. So, we do all
very
that
important
HR stuff. Yeah, all that HR stuff. If we're looking at mediation or mentoring or even conflict, they call it conflict resolution. We call it conflict management.
Conflict management, yes.
How do we manage conflict based on our terms of reference instead of how do we resolve it,
And our terms of reference, that's another way of saying our culture?
It definitely is, and it's even more than that. It's saying, look at the tens of thousands of years that we lived in this country and look at all of that knowledge that either developed or evolved whilst we've been living in this country. And that knowledge we refer to as Aboriginal terms of reference. And Ani Lilla first wrote about it back in the University of Queensland days.
Yeah.
And that speaks about everything, Uncle, when you think about our governance structure, where we ought to sit and what is our community, what is community in Aboriginal terms of reference? What is an individual?
Yeah.
In Aboriginal terms of reference, very different in Western terms of reference.
And I think
talking about that.
I think one of the things, Mundanara, about your experience is you're actually working with your elders. So you're doing your elder service.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, you could say, Uncle, in the Western world, I'm serving my apprenticeship.
Yes, yes.
So I guess, in the Western world, they made me their CEO. And in the Aboriginal world, I was still an apprentice,
yep,
serving my apprenticeship. So, yeah, I think it's important that for all of us, especially, you know, we're doing some important work. We're, you know, working with the corporate sector and some of the biggest corporations in this country around Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal society, Aboriginal philosophy. And all of that knowledge, especially when you're engaging with black card, comes directly from my old people, right? That's knowledge that's been passed down over generations. So, and it's also important to understand that elders are the authority. They're the cultural authority.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's something that I relate to, because I'm at the other end of the spectrum to you. I've done my apprentice to my elders for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, you know, you're free from that when your elders pass away and you finalise and finish the jobs they set out for you to do. So I'm at that other end of the spectrum, and I just thought it important for the listeners to know and understand that from a cultural perspective, our young Aboriginal people, we have this very lucky opportunity to work with our elders. And, you know, I'd like to remind a lot of our listeners who may be young Aboriginal people, go out and find your elders and work with them, give them the service that they deserve, and you in turn will become a very empowered, successful person.
And just culturally strong.
Yes.
You know, we're walking in these two worlds, that, you know, the Western world and the Aboriginal world.
Yes.
And if we don't consolidate what our terms of reference is, you know, and stand strong on our own two feet, then it's quite easy to get kind of consumed by that Western world.
No, absolutely. So where are you now, Mundanaka?
Oh, look, I'm standing on country Yirrkala.
Yirrkala, yes.
Yirrkala, the Indy, very famous band.
So what takes you up there?
So I actually was invited for the very first time. You know, all my life wanted to come here. But I was invited by one of our clients, PwC, to come along with them and experience the Garma Festival. So this is a festival that I'm pretty sure has been going for about 21 years.
Yes.
And look, I've come along and, you know, with the corporates. And I guess, for me, there was two things, right? For me to understand what these corporates are engaging with in terms of sending their very high-level executives to Garma Festival.
Yes.
You know, what are they actually experiencing here? Because when I talk to organisations and they go, oh, we're doing Garma, I have no idea what they're getting out of it.
Yeah.
So I was able to come here and experience it firsthand. And second of all, I guess I was able to connect with a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people from around the country that are even Garma veterans. They've been coming every year, or they've come a few times.
Yeah.
So even just meeting up with other Deadly Blackfellas around the country.
It's an important date in the cultural calendar of both the corporate world and the Aboriginal world in Australia, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think it is. Now that I've been here, I would agree with you. But before coming here, I don't think I would have agreed, because I didn't know what people do here. I thought it was just an event where the corporate sector send all their executives and they make them feel good and they've had this deadly experience. But I hope it wasn't reinforcing, you know, the myth that Aboriginal people only live in remote communities.
Yeah, yeah. So who have you met there?
Ah, look, I've seen the deadly Annie Pat Turner deliver about the closing the gap stuff.
Yeah.
And how important these partnerships are with the corporate world and the Aboriginal control organisations. These partnerships need to happen. I heard Noel Pearson talk about the constitutional reform stuff.
Yes.
I heard a deadly fellow called Thomas Mayer, who is from Darwin, and he was talking about the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And I guess for the first time now, I now get it, of what's happening around this Uluru Statement from the Heart. I didn't get it before. I think the media has kind of misinformed the public about this Uluru Statement from the Heart, and a lot of our own mob have got our backs up against the wall. But to hear it firsthand and to sit there and listen to people ask questions in the way that he was able to answer them, it was quite inspirational and quite moving to see a deadly young man, you know, talk about this Uluru Statement from the Heart. So I've learnt about that while I've been here.
And what can you say about the hosts?
What could I say about...
The hosts, you're on...
Oh my gosh, the Gumitj people. So, and the Yolngu people and the different clans around here. Well, I could tell you one thing. When I was a young girl, about 10 years old, mm-hmm. a lady came to our house by the name of Medikawai, and I called her my muku, which is auntie.
Yeah.
And Medikawai came to our house in Brisbane, and she taught us the traditional dances from the Yiricha clan,
yes.
right, of the Gumitj. And she painted us up, my seven sisters and I, and said, you are Jilban, which is seven sisters.
Yes.
And we then formed a traditional Aboriginal dance group doing the Gumitj dances for about 15 years across Brisbane and even to New Zealand.
Wow.
So me coming to Gama was much more than a festival. I actually reconnected with family that I have 25 years in the waiting to actually come here and see Medikawai, and now I'm 36 and not 11 years old.
Yeah.
It's been quite emotional. So today I think I'm going to get up and dance because I did these dances for 15 years and now I'm here on this country, and it's an amazing experience.
Wow. No, that sounds amazing. So we're nearly out of time, Mara, but is there anything else you'd like to share with my culture mob out there?
Look, I want to reinforce what you said, Uncle. These old people, and it's been said many, many times here at this festival, we don't have a long time. Our people are dying, you know, at 20, 30, whatever, years earlier than other Australians. So if we're still losing people and that gap of life expectancy is only widening, then I want to reinforce what you said. We need to start connecting with them old people, and we need to sit down with them and make time for them and hear their stories, and hopefully we'll be much more, you know, culturally rich,
yes.
much more stronger and much more resilient if we sit down and hear their stories.
Yes. So my culture mob out there who are listening to My Culture Story podcast, this is a very important message from Mundanara Bales. Reconnect with your old people. Find out what they would like you to do, and go out there and help them. Do serve your apprenticeship.
I love how you put it, Uncle. And it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be on your show. So thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Mara. And I'll see you around the traps somewhere.
No worries. What a molly.
Yeah, vale mangola dago.
No worries. Yo.
See you.
Yo, vale dago. Well, that's the episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learnt something. And if you want to find out more, please contact me via kadomuir.com or marnta.com, or come to the Ngalia website at ngalia.org. Through each of these, and of course through social media, so you can find Kado Muir at LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and... yeah, just drop by, say g'day. Balada, mulanyago.